Inshallah, we'll return to the Matahara. Where did we get to last week? What's that? In the middle of Riyadh, what a terrible place to be. Inshallah, Allah give us all a cure. Did we get to the about Imam Malik radiallahu anhu? Wa najmu lam yara bihi min basi. Yeah, all right. So what he was saying here, that he mentioned about the scholars have two opinions about those seeking some worldly benefit through worship as opposed to the next world. In other words, for instance, if you recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah in order for the sole reason of not being impoverished in this world. Because there's a hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ was reported to have said that whoever recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah every day, لَا تُصِيبُهُ فَاقَى. He won't be afflicted with any financial calamity or great difficulty, hardship in the dunya. And this is well known. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, when they asked him what did he leave his daughters as inheritance, he said, تَرَكْتُ لَهُنَّ Surah Al-Waqi'ah. I left for them Surah Al-Waqi'ah. So Surah Al-Waqi'ah is known, if you recite it every day, that it protects you from poverty. So what he's saying is, if the scholars have different of opinion if that's why you do it. In other words, the hadith indicates that whoever does it every day, that's the benefit. But if that's the only reason that they're doing it, in other words, it's encouraged by the Messenger of Allah to do it every day, but what is the intention behind it? Obviously, there's always a degree of iman if you do anything that's from the Messenger of Allah. In other words, reading Surah Al-Waqi'ah every day is not like, for instance, investing in the stock market or something like that, where there's a tangible, maybe not so, but some people think there's a tangible benefit in doing something like that. Whereas this here it's from the unseen world, right? There's a benefit coming from the unseen world, so it's related to iman. And then he said, or seeking the next world or worship, seeking its pleasure. Now, Imam al-Ubbi al-Maliki radiallahu anhu said that to seek the next world, as that's the reason why you're worshiping, he said it's ja'iza. In other words, it's permissible, but that's not the reason why people should be seeking the next world, or seeking, that's not why they should be worshiping, simply to seek the next world. So the idea is that it's ja'iza. In other words, permissible. That's where it would go under the categories. It's mubah, right? That's one opinion. The people of tasawwuf tend to be extremely down on doing ibadah for worldly or otherworldly benefit. They say you should only do ibadah because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ هُوَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Allah is worthy of taqwa and He's worthy of maghfirah. Simple as that. That's the reason. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't want you reward, thanks, nothing. We're doing this لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. It doesn't say we're doing this for akhirah. We're doing لَا لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. So that's the position of أكثر الصوفية. قاضي أبو بكر بن العربي رضي الله عنه, who was both a Sufi and a faqih, he says that you shouldn't say that. Because if you look at the Qur'an and read it using your intellect, you will see that Allah is encouraging you to strive after His Jannah and to have fear of His fire. I mean, there's a famous quote from Rabi' al-Adawiyya, أطب البستان ولا تطب البستان. Go after the gardener, don't go after the garden. Right? And she also said, Oh Allah, if I worship you for the garden, then put me in the fire. I mean, that's a pretty strong thing to say. I wouldn't say that. You know, but that was her state for, you know, that was her maqam, that was her hal, her state. But Qadi Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, and Sidi Ahmed Zarruq says, in no way should the worship of Allah for his garden be belittled, because it's not belittled in the Quran. Now, Imam Al-Ghazali says there's three types of people. There's people who worship Allah as ahrar. They're free people. Hur. They do it for the sake of Allah. They're not interested in anything other than just worshiping Allah for the sake of Allah. And there's a hadith, even though I think it's either weak or some takallam fihi tamaman. But there's a meaning in it, which is ni'mad abd suhayb lawla an-nar lama asa Allah. Even had it not been for the fire, he wouldn't have disobeyed Allah. In other words, there are some people that they don't disobey Allah, not out of fear of the fire, but simply because Allah should not be disobeyed. He's ahlu taqwa, you know, he's worthy of taqwa.